Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Jill Dunn. I'm here with Carlene Higgins. Hey, Carlene.
Hello, Jill.
And we are back with a hashtag damn goods episode. And it's kind of like a part two of an episode that we usually do one a month. And we're kind of bringing you two because it's fall. And why not?
Yeah. And fall just had so many goodies.
Yes.
And if you missed it, hashtag in case you missed it, part one came out 2 weeks ago. And that was basically like my edit. I think about this. This harkens back to our magazine days.
Right.
Where you would get a page to yourself and it was like Carlene's edit and Jill's edit. And so those were like my selections of my favorites of the season. And I did all makeup. And today we are presenting Jill's edit.
Love it.
Of the best of fall. And she has included not only makeup, but skincare as well.
Skincare, a little bit of fragrance. I feel like it's a good mix. And all of these things are like stuff I'm really excited to talk to you about and share with you. And of course, if you're new here, we're Jill and Carlene. We're two longtime beauty editors turned beauty podcasters. And you might be joining us maybe for our first hashtag damn goods episode because you heard about us on the Lipstick on the Rim podcast last week and where we shared like tons of fun stuff on Molly and Emma's show. And yeah, and today it's just going to be, like you said, our edit, and we do these every single month.
That's right.
Yes.
Because I'm getting a sneak peek. You can't see this, listeners, but I'm looking at a table full of beautiful goodies. And I do see the new Glossier foundation. That looks so exciting. A really pretty blush that looks like a rose and some gorgeous gold palettes over there of some sort. They look like UFOs of the most beautiful kind.
Variety.
So I'm excited to hear about your roundup. The other thing today, I understand, is that we have a new segment that we're introducing that we're going to pop in with every once in a while. It's right up Jill's alley because she's the pop culture queen.
Yeah.
What are we calling this segment?
Taylor Swift watch. No, we're not calling it that. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce watch. I think we're going to call it, it's almost like a pop culture corner, I would say, or like celebrity corner. So this is going to harken back to my love of everything pop culture. Maybe sometimes it'll dabble in reality TV, but
you guys help us name it.
Yeah.
You know what? Drop into our Instagram comments and help us name. We need one of those fun little taglines.
Yeah.
But this segment is going to be brought to you by Macy's and Jill is lasering in a celebrity trend that she's seen and loves it so much. She's been wearing it herself. She's going to tell us how to
get the look,
what the hot buys are from Macy's.
And before I get into all of that, I'm talking about the trend of pimple patch skincare, not patches specifically, but pimple patch skincare. We've crossed that barrier now and we are into pimple patch skincare. So I think it's very interesting.
So much goodness to talk about.
Hi, guys. It's Jordan from the Balanced Blonde Soul on Fire podcast. On my show, we go deep on all things astrology, awakening, motherhood, channeling, healing, and so much more. A few years ago, I was diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease, and the healing journey I embarked on at that time set me on the path to radical awakening. Let's just say I had no choice but to change my energy, and that opened me up to the most beautiful healing of my life. On my show, you can expect to feel like you're sitting in my living room chatting with old friends. Tune in every Wednesday to connect and hang on the Balanced Blonde Soul on Fire.
All right, Jill, I need to ask you about this Glossier situation.
Yeah.
Because you know, I think this was highly anticipated, the Glossier Foundation. But before we get into that, I also know that you read the whole Glossier book, which
yes.
I've seen all over Instagram. Everybody's talking about
mm-hmm.
it. I love that we're going to get the Cole's notes right now because we all know that I don't read. So tell us, dear reader,
yes.
what did you think?
Okay,
what did you learn?
So Glossier, the book is called Glossy, Ambition, Beauty, and the Inside Story of Emily Weiss's Glossier. And it's written by Marissa Meltzer. She's like a really preeminent writer in New York. She's written for Vanity Fair, New York Times, you name it. So it's an instant New York Times bestseller. So congratulations to Marissa. So what I would say about this book, and I think it was very, very well written. It's very well organized. It's very well done. What it is not is an expose. If you are looking for tea about Glossier or about Out of the Gloss, which was the Instagram account created in 2020 to sort of like call out lack of diversity within the ranks and whatnot, it's not that.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a book that's really warranted because you cannot talk about the last decade of beauty and not give credit where credit is due and talk about this woman, Emily Weiss, right? And even in the title, it's the inside story of Emily Weiss's Glossier. There's so much about this brand and this vision that is really singular to Emily Weiss. And I think she does a really good job in the book of getting to try to understand, you know, what the vision was and why she sort of like was able to break through and really create this massive success when admittedly the products were just fair. They were not groundbreaking in a
right.
lot of ways. But like Emily herself, I think, was quite trepidatious about this book being written.
Okay.
And in the opening line is like, Emily Weiss is crying in the Crosby Street Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was frankly quite frightened that this book was going to be out there, and she's not the author of it. She's not writing it. And Marissa even goes on to reflect. She was like, you know, she's got a baby upstairs. She's crying in this meeting, and Marissa had to do some self-reflection. She's like, quite frankly, I was like, am I an asshole for writing this book right now when this woman is a new mom? Mm-hmm. She's been through the ringer. The brand is kind of on a downturn.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of struggled with that.
Right. So it seems to me that the compromise she made is, I'll write the book, but I won't touch the ugly stuff.
I think she was very willing to go there and paint an honest portrait. And at the end of the day, what I took away is the people who worked there, a lot of them bought into the brand quite literally. So they bought some equity and there was some references to that certain people were really young when they started there and they borrowed money from like family or something to buy in. They're all still waiting for their windfall. Do you think they're going to stick their necks out and shit talk?
Yeah.
Absolutely not, because ultimately that could damage the brand. And they're still waiting for that payday that they invested in. Like multiple people told Marissa that they were like, I'm banking on this money to send my kid to college.
Right.
She spent a lot of time focusing on how that girl boss era was like people were trying to take down girl bosses. It was about build them up, rip them down. Sophia Amorosa, Ty Haney from Outdoor Voices. And at the end of the day, Emily didn't do anything criminal. Was she as inclusive as she could have been or should have been? No. But when the reckoning happened in 2020, she did give a larger percentage of money to BIPOC causes than Estee Lauder did. And she took it one step further and created this whole mentorship fund. So I think when you're looking back, it's like, was it perfect? No. But I think she did more than most. When the reckoning did happen. So yeah, it was really fascinating, and the vibe shift happened and they weren't on top of it from, you know, in like 2021. And Marissa talks about this in the book, and Now, I think Emily fought being in retail for a really long time, but it was just inevitable.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they had to make some strategic shift. But to me, I still think one of the biggest things she did was step back a little bit when she hired a new CEO.
Yeah.
You know, Emily built the brand, but to scale it and also to get through these humps is like you kind of need somebody who's been there and done that. It has a proven track record.
And I think what's interesting too is like Emily really did a lot of media in 2017. Mm-hmm. We spoke to her. She's on our show. Mm-hmm. If you want to go back and listen. But after 2019, she really did not. She hasn't granted many interviews, if at all.
Yeah.
So I think if you're interested in beauty, you will want to read this book. But is it like juicy with spill over, like spilling with tea? Not necessarily.
Yeah. It's like nobody got something thrown at them and, walked out and, you know, flipped a table and
she was not like that. I think she could be like really, really super friendly, but sure, there were days where she was in maybe not the best mood and like people knew that, but she was it kind of seemed like she had a lot of growing up to do on the job. It was basically her first job. So who wouldn't? Like she had no boundaries. Like people, she would encourage people to text her like morning, noon, and night.
And at the end of the day, mm-hmm. I mean, she wasn't that far removed from the era when you and I came up in fashion mm-hmm. magazines either. Mm-hmm. And I mean, from my own perspective, I think I can say it's pretty toxic culture.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot to dewire your brain.
Yeah.
From, you know, being an intern and mm-hmm. kind of being influenced by these prima donnas who frankly aren't that nice to go and start a whole new work culture, which I would say she did, but to do that perfectly and not have any residual bad habits, I think is a tall order.
Yeah. But I think she definitely set out to be like, we're friendly. You can sit with us. That was the tone of the brand.
Absolutely. That's what I still think a part of it too, is just the fact that everything looks so cool and looks so good and is so affordable for what it is. And mm-hmm. I also think that's part of the reason why Rare Beauty is winning as well.
Off. Absolutely.
Because they're in that perfect sweet spot. So let's get to it. How about this foundation?
Okay. So I'm going to talk about the foundation. So a lot of people probably know the Glossier Stretch Concealer. That's been iconic for the last few years now. And that's like the concealer for the girl who doesn't want to look like she's wearing concealer, you know? Mm-hmm. It goes under the eye. It's very much reminiscent of like that RMS Uncover Up idea. It's in a little pot. You just like dab it on when you're in an Uber. For me, that was always just a little too emollient. I couldn't really get down with it. And I found the coverage was, I was just like, why am I bothering, frankly? Mm-hmm. So this is the Glossier Stretch Fluid Foundation for buildable coverage. There's 32 shades and it's $34 and $46 in Canada. Have you played with it at all?
No, I have not seen it.
Okay.
So
you should shake it before you're using it.
Thank you.
That's what they recommend anyway. So it's a gel cream, which is like, that's music to my ears as an oily skin girly. It's got squalane in there and glycerin, which we have talked about in skincare quite
a bit.
Favorite
ingredient.
That it gives you that sort of like glide in a product, but it doesn't have silicone.
Yeah.
I think that's what like I really appreciate about it. And it's that like hydrating base, but it's not greasy or overly dewy. I would say the finish is quite natural. It's medium coverage and then you can build it to be more coverage, which is not surprising. Like they're not going to come out with a full coverage foundation out of the gate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my personal opinion with it, I do find that the colors were a little hard to match. Like I still don't know if I got my perfect shade. I'm number 3, light 3, and I tried 4 and I tried 5, and I still don't think it's
this is a little bit yellowy for us.
Yeah, it's yellow. It's more yellow than I'm normally used to. But that being said, I think once I got it on, it actually did blend really well. I mean, I don't have a mirror in front of me right now, but I think it's like probably holding up okay.
Yeah.
Like it didn't oxidize on me. Mm-hmm. I would say over the day it wore pretty well, but I did notice if I had some drier patches, like if I had a zit that I was drying out or just areas of my face that were like a smidge drier, I did find by the end of the day there was some clinging going on. Mm. So I don't know. I think if you're really dry skin or even normal to dry, you want to be like even juicier with the skin prep.
Yeah.
That's my tip.
Right.
I put it on with a brush and then I blended it all out with my beauty blender. So I found it to be like very blendable, really pretty on the skin, not a lot of effort required to get it worked into the skin, which of course is not surprising because it is Glossier. So I will continue to wear this, but I do think that if you're drier skin, a gel cream may not be the perfect base for you,
right?
Especially going into the winter. So that's like my full take on that.
Okay.
And I wonder if they're going to come out with more shades too.
Yeah. It seems a little low in the number of shades for the demographic particularly.
Yeah. And it was interesting in the book too, like when they came out with the skin tint, it was only 3 shades. So they've come a long way. And right. I think, and Emily talked about that being obviously a huge misstep and tone deaf, really. How I shade matched myself was I went on to Sephora and I used that shade ID tool because that is the great thing. They are in Sephora now.
Yeah.
So that's what Sephora said, you're probably this shade. So that's what I did.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Way. I just had my hair professionally blown out yesterday, and it is astounding the uplift in mood and confidence that comes with a good blowout. And for me, it just felt so good because, as many of you will know, if you're a longtime listener, I've been on a bit of a hair journey toward healthier and softer hair because, frankly, it's just been fried, to put it bluntly. And I'm happy to report that I'm actually making some progress. And in fact, our next Damn Goods will be all about hair. And Jill and I are going to be sharing some of the save and splurge worthy products in our hair routine that we're finding are really making a difference. And of course, I'm the lazy slash busy one in our relationship. So I'm always down for a fast fix. And one of the products I've really taken a shine to lately is hair oil. Get it? Taken a shine to? Anyway, so I wanted to introduce you to Way's best-selling hair oil. It's a multitasking oil that smooths frizz and seals split ends for a high gloss, like really smooth finish. And what I really like is that it's very lightweight, so it doesn't weigh down my hair. And it can be applied on dry hair as like a finishing touch, but you can also use it on wet hair. It actually protects from heat damage and helps hair color from fading, which is awesome for me because I'm not even going to tell you how much I spend on hair color every month. And I just find my hair's looking shinier from adding hair oil to my routine. So more good hair days in my future. Get your fast fix for healthy looking hair. Go to theouai.com and use code BEAUTY15 for 15% off any purchase. That's theouai.com, code BEAUTY15.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now on to the show. All right, Jill. So we're seeing this new trend in the market. And I don't know what you call it. It's like bandage effect skincare or something.
Okay.
I sent you this Fenty link that I saw, this video where the makeup artist had put it on over top of acne it was like a liquid that dried to almost like a patch, put mm-hmm. makeup over top, and then she used tweezers to peel it off. Mm-hmm. I was like, what kind of sorcery mm-hmm. is this?
Right.
And I thought you'd be the perfect person to try it. So you didn't get your hands on the Fenty, but you got a very similar one. Is that right?
Well, yeah. So I think this is all stemming from the popularity of pimple patches that we've seen from SoCo Glam, we've seen from Hero yeah. Cosmetics. They've just patched about everything at this point. And I think that we're starting to see this spill over into skincare, priming for your makeup. So, right. you know, three is a trend. So we've seen three. There's one from Fenty, there's one from Kiehl's, and there's one from Violette. So the Fenty one is constantly sold out. I couldn't even get it to try it. The yeah. whole idea is that it creates a quote unquote invisible shield mm-hmm. to soothe a blemish, and then you can put your makeup over top. So the idea is that it's sort of like creating the way that Violette describes it is like a clear top coat.
Yeah. And it solves that conundrum.
Right.
Like you and I were talking about, my girlfriend and I were in Vegas and she had that zit on her Adam's apple.
Right.
And she asked me, she had a Hero Cosmetics patch and she's like, do I put the concealer underneath or over top? And
right.
when we interviewed the founder, she told us definitely over top.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's kind of hard, right? It is a piece of, it's not plastic technically, but it's not skincare.
Yeah.
So this seems to solve that problem.
Right. Yeah. So the official name for the Fenty one is the Blemish Defeater BHA Spot Targeting Gel.
Okay.
So I think that this one is sort of blurring the line between spot treatment and like makeup, I guess you could say. It has salicylic acid in there. It mm-hmm. has willow bark extract. It has licorice and ginger extract. So these are meant to like sort of target the pores, reduce the inflammation, reduce mm-hmm. the redness, and that you can kind of like glide your makeup over top. So it's also a very small package. I would say it's like smaller than a lip gloss tube, and it has like a brush on the end, almost like the brush that you would get in a paint by numbers kit. Like it's so yeah. thin and kind of allows the product to kind of come yeah. through. And
that's so cool. I'm just going to say, what a cool idea.
Yeah.
In theory.
Yeah. In theory. So there's that one. I have not tried that one.
Yeah.
So then Violette also came out with her version of this, and it has already won an Allure Best in Beauty Award. It's called the Invisible Bandage. By the way, the Fenty one is $29 in Canada, and it's around like $25 in the US.
Mm-hmm.
And from Violette FR Invisible Bandage, it's $28, $38 in Canada. And she said it's a multitasker that acts like a clear top coat to protect and treat minor skin abrasions and blemishes while also creating a smooth surface for makeup coverage. And I do believe that this was inspired by Violette. She had gone to a dermatologist and she had a bit of a burn from a laser on her skin. Mm. And she was like, I need a product like this that will heal my skin, but then I can still put makeup on top.
Right.
So that's the inspiration there. So the difference with this one versus the Fenty is like, there's no like quote unquote active ingredient in here. This is not going to like dry out your blemish. This is all about quote unquote healing, which makes all kinds of sense for Violette because she's not about that. She wants the skin to be like protected, but not necessarily, you know, she's not going to be about like making skin drying
the shit out of
it. So it's got niacinamide in there, and that's meant to improve skin's tone, which we know it has anti-inflammatory properties and antioxidants. And so I tried this one, and it's got a brush tip, kind of like the Fenty one, except this one's a lot more dense.
Mm-hmm.
And this one has sort of like the idea is that you paint it on. Now, my gripe with this is that it has an on and off switch for the brush. Not dissimilar to like how you'd like squeeze product out of the Charlotte Tilbury magic wand and it's meant to like go on to the brush. My gripe is she's got to change the applicator. It way too much product comes out. It's so hard to see what's coming out because unlike other makeup, it's clear.
Right.
It also smells like glue. So basically at the end of the day, when I put it on my skin, you feel that kind of shrink wrapping happening with zit. To me, I just felt like I was putting glue on my face.
Right.
I didn't really enjoy the experience. And I ultimately kind of thought it was a bit pointless because if I were to just use a makeup primer, I could get the same kind of result where the zit was kind of covered over or like I got a smooth surface to apply my makeup on top of it.
Here's what I think this technology is about or could be really beneficial, but I haven't tried it myself. But from experience in the past, when especially when I was younger, having whiteheads, You know, it's like you pop that whitehead, but it's not a successful one. Half of it's in, half it's out, and then it starts crusting over. And then you start putting on concealer on top, and it's a disaster. Because first of all, you're getting it in the craters, out of the craters.
Yeah.
And you feel like it's very wrong to be putting concealer in this, you know, slightly not fully healed thing on your face. So the appeal to me sounds like if you could put something like this or the Fenty over top where it is, it's safe and it's creating that layer before you start putting the concealer on top, and it's smoothing out the crater so that, you know, again, you don't have, because a lot of time when you're covering zits, it looks worse when you're putting makeup on it.
Every makeup artist always says you can cover color, you can't cover texture.
Exactly. And so that's what I think the beauty of this technology is or could be, is that it's creating this invisible film that's kind of mimicking the pimple patch.
Right.
And then it's that layer before you start throwing makeup on top, instead of like sticking makeup in a bit of an open wound. And that's where I think the healing comes in. So that's why I thought it was really cool sounding and where it would have kind of a purpose. But I don't know that it's like success. Is it successful at doing that? Is it as good as it sounds? I don't know.
There's a good idea here, but I don't know if it's executed as well as maybe I would like. And also like brush. Okay, to your point, maybe you have a bit of an open wound, for lack of a better term. You're going to put this brush on it and then you're going to brush it again in three more days.
Well, you should probably disinfect it like you would a makeup brush.
I think it should be a silicone tip is what I think it should be. And that would, because silicone doesn't hold on to the bits as much. And then you would just like dab it on.
Same issue with the Fenty. But
honestly,
what grabbed my attention was when I saw that video. But it was the makeup artist or the person like actually took tweezers after she was wearing her makeup, like at the end of the day, and peeled off the layer with the tweezers. Like, so that's how you know it does have that physical, you know, it's not just like putting skincare on top of zit.
Right,
like, so fucking cool. So I think that's why it sold out, the Fenty one, all over the place. Right. I don't know if the Violette one does that, but wow.
There's no like visible edge where you can like pick it up.
Yeah.
And also I think that on my face, it makes sense. It feels like glue going down. She's talking about it being a top coat. So
but this one, I just put some on my hand and like, I don't feel like I could use tweezers to pick it up.
No,
so maybe it is a different formulation than
it's
the
not,
Fenty.
Even the Fenty, I don't know that many people would be able to do that. I think on social media, that looks fantastic. And no wonder everybody wants it if they think it can peel it off. But that was probably just somebody who put on half the bottle and then was able to like get it off that way. And then moving on to skincare, just in this same idea of like a liquid pimple patch, there's a product on the market. It's called Kiehl's Truly Targeted Acne Clearing Pimple Patch with Salicylic Acid.
Interesting.
It's $46 Canadian and $34 US. I think there's been a ton of confusion about this product. This is not a makeup product. It's a skincare product. And how you use it, it does have 2% salicylic acid in it. It's in a little dropper, cute little glass bottle. And you're kind of instructed to put like one or two drops on your fingertip and then dab it onto your breakout that you want to dry out, right? Mm-hmm. So I did do that. I tried it. It definitely brought down the redness. It definitely has, it has niacinamide in there too. I didn't find it too drying. But have I used products like this in the past? Yes, I have.
Right.
Yes, I have. And I think it's just very clever that they're coming out calling it a pimple patch when you can't peel it off. And it's causing a lot of confusion in the market. I've seen people being like, wait, is this meant to be used as a tandem product with my pimple patch? Do I put this on and then put my pimple patch on? No.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Right. Or now, is it going to dry into a patch like the Fenty?
Right. And peel it off.
Yeah.
So I think there's been a lot of confusion because they use the words pimple patch. And I feel like I'm talking about this ad nauseum, but I do think that it's an interesting concept. But I think at the end of the day, did it do what it said it was going to do? Yes. But was I expecting something a little bit more exciting? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a little bit more of a 2.0 where maybe you could use it under a pimple patch or whatever. And I just, it's not designed for that. But the Kiehl's, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a Kiehl's stan. Like, I will continue to use this. I think it does what it says.
Just don't be confused. Today's episode is brought to you in part by the Natural Diamond Council. Did you know you can tell the difference between a laboratory-grown diamond and a natural diamond? Laboratory-grown diamonds are mass-produced in factories in just a few weeks and are easily detected due to their distinct patterns. On the other hand, natural diamonds are over a billion years old and support the livelihoods of over 10 million people worldwide. The positive impact of natural diamonds is widespread. Around 80% of the value of every rough diamond remains in local communities and supports infrastructure, healthcare, education, and environmental protection. So next time you're thinking of celebrating a special moment in your life, remember that your natural diamond also protects vulnerable wildlife species and brings prosperity to many less fortunate communities around the world. For more information, visit naturaldiamonds.com. Now, I told you I was looking at these gorgeous golden UFO-looking objects on the table. They look like they could be art.
Yes.
And actually, I did think they were Guerlain, but they're not. They're another French brand.
They are.
So tell me what I'm looking at.
This is called the Clarins Precious Line. And what's really unique about it is, first of all, they have this like moon flower that is only blooms once a year. That's the active ingredient. The whole entire line, it's about antioxidant power. It's about reducing inflammation. And what stood out to me, though, right away and why I was super interested in it is that they actually collaborated with a Parisian facialist. And let me get her name correct. Marie Dupuyen.
Okay.
And her entire MO is all about face massage. And she actually borrows from this ancient Japanese tradition of facial movements. Mm. So it's kind of like East meeting West.
Okay.
And I received a facial back in July. And this product line, I will tell you right now, it is not budget friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually steer clear of talking about things that are up there in terms of price point. But I received a facial from one of the trainers who's been trained in these techniques developed by Marie Dupuyen. It was in the middle of the summer. I was really, really flush red. I was just not having a good skin moment. And usually when I get a lot of facial manipulation massage in a treatment, I am not red after, but it's like skin's not calm.
Yeah.
When I tell you I walked out of there and I didn't have a single red mark on my face.
Really?
My broken capillaries were like soothed. I don't know. It was like whatever the manipulation she did was just like truly game changing, truly different than anything I had ever experienced, and a very specific type of massage. So I was like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
And I have been, so there's three products in the line. They just dropped a serum. That's the newest product. I actually haven't tried that yet, but there's the Precious Lotion, which is like lotion essence. You will love it.
Uh-huh.
They also have La Creme, and they have a La Creme You, and then they have this tool that they use for massage at home. And that's what I love about the whole Clarins kind of philosophy. And even with the Total Eye Lift or really any skincare product that they bring to market, they often will have like videos on how to use it and get that sort of spa like vibe in your bathroom. And if you do it, like I definitely think that this line is like glass skin for sure.
Yeah,
it is luxury.
Where's this lotion you said I'm gonna love?
Right here.
Pass it over. I thought this was a perfume. It was totally looked like it. And of course it is a liquid. You guys know I love hydrating toners, and it looks like a hydrating toner.
It's like a lotion essence, I would say. And it's all about calming.
Yeah, they did not have anything like this, really.
No, they did not. And then the tool that it comes with is the best gua sha inspired tool I have ever used around my eyes. I'm obsessed with it.
That is so cute.
It is really meant to mimic the hand. It's actually like the facialist came up with it.
Oh,
to mimic the manipulation she's doing. So there, it's kind of like three sides. One side is this like spongy white ball that's kind of rubberized. It's like a silicone tip, I would say.
Yeah.
Size of my thumb. And then this entire thing is like the size of...
It looks like a heart almost.
Yeah.
Like
and it's got...
Heart.
You can use all three parts. There's like this really... This is like meant for like the side of the eye. And then this part is kind of like meant for right under the eye. And like... When I tell you I use the eye cream and this together, it's just heavenly. And the little white part is meant to really like press.
Yeah.
On the pressure
the
points.
Pressure points.
And there is a whole protocol to do it. And I need another one of these.
How I felt about the La Mer eye cream that came with the sculpting device.
Yeah.
Like the little thing with it. And I was like, It just feels so good when you put it on in the morning and it stays cold.
And I just felt like, yes, yes, absolutely. You're going to be like, Jill, are you crazy? This is $70 for this little tool. Yeah, I know everyone. But if there's a weight to it. It feels really luxe. I'm not going to lose it. I actually read a review of a person who said they lost it and then they went out and they bought it again. So I think that that tells you a lot.
Yeah.
And with just the massaging and the deep puffing and the drainage, it just kind of all goes hand in hand. And
it's just that little ritual that you get used to, and it gives you that sense of comfort as well. I feel like that about my eye masks, like the actual ones I wear to bed.
Yeah.
And now, because, you know, they do get, it's like a sock. They get lost occasionally. Yeah. And I feel like I just don't sleep as well without it.
Definitely.
My satin eye patchy, I call it.
We'll get you another one.
I like the puffy ones that smell like lavender in case anybody.
You like the weighted ones.
Out there.
So do you want to have a guess on like how much the eye cream is? I've told you the tool
$230.
It's $220.
Guys, is there a beauty Prices Right out there? Yeah. Because I think we know who would win.
Yeah, these are like sculptural. They look like pieces of jewelry. The essence that I think that you will really like is $160. Mm-hmm. And the cream is, guys, I don't make the prices. I'm just reporting.
$330.
It's $440.
Okay, so this is meant to
Chanel. I actually think it's more like a La Prairie price point or Sicily.
Well,
it's
Chanel has all different price points too. So it's like their highest end one and Clé de Peau and all that.
I really think that this is like, to think of it in a nutshell, it's like their version of like bringing East meets West in a product line. And it's called Precious. And I think you're going to be hearing more about it.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Now, is the part in the show that everyone's been waiting for. It's the yet to be named segment. Let's call it Pop Culture Crunch, Pop Culture Corner. I don't know.
I don't think we can call it Crunch because that's what Who Weekly does, Crunch Crunch.
Oh my God, I did not even know that. I don't listen to that. Okay, it's not going to be Pop Culture Crunch. It's the Pop Culture Crisp coming in hot.
I think it's just the Pop Culture Corner because we're in a little corner and we're getting comfy in my condo. Love it.
So let's hit it.
So the celeb corner, pop culture corner trend that we are talking of is like soft glam girl era, aka ballet core. And this particular segment is brought to you in partnership with our friends at Macy's. So the next three products that I am going to be introducing you to, you can find them at Macy's and Macy's.com and on the Macy's app, which is my favorite way to shop from the brand, actually.
So ballet core, I totally agree with you, Jill. I know we were both at an event. I think we have some pictures somewhere where I actually rocked a high bun, which I have not worn in probably a decade.
Oh, wow.
And I got out this like frilly collared striped shirt because I was like, if I'm going to show my neck, like, you know, then I'm going to do this ruffled thing. And I was very inspired by the whole idea of ballet core. So I love that you're covering this today.
Yeah. And I bought my ballet flats already for the season. And I just think that we're even seeing it spill into 2024 spring runway. I've been kind of catching up with that. Like Christian Siriano had like ribbons in the hair. Like this is where we're going with this trend. And I think it's here to stay.
And what about Hailey Bieber in the latest Road ads? Yeah. Like she was literally wearing sort of ballet clothes.
Yes. And she's a dancer.
The hair kind of like everything
kind of goes all hand in hand and everybody and like Matilda Jerf with the bows and the hair, everything. So
definitely
the first product that I want to talk about for this era. And if you want to embrace your inner soft girl era, is this very cool fragrance innovation from Marc Jacobs. Now, have you seen these?
I have not.
Okay. So these are called the Marc Jacobs Daisy Drops. So what they are basically a little tiny tin. It's the size of like a silver dollar. And inside this tin are fragrance capsules. Mm. Picture the Elizabeth Arden Ceramide capsules.
That's what I was thinking it was going to be.
For skincare. But these are fragrance and shrunk down. It's like Honey, I Shrunk the Fragrance in these little capsules. And there's 30. So what's the biggest problem with fragrance when you're traveling? Like you can't bring it. You're afraid you're going to smash it. So this is a little tin that you can put in your travel tote and you can bring your fragrance with you. And so there's three different variations. There's the Daisy Drops Parfum capsules. So there's the Daisy Drops Signature, the Daisy Eau Fraiche. And then that one that you have is Daisy Love, I believe. So obviously the whole Daisy franchise from Marc Jacobs is very floral. And so what you do is gingerly squeeze the capsule.
You untwist.
Yeah, you can twist it. So you
untwist
can do it on the go.
Top little thing, right?
Yeah. Carlene's going to put it on. I'm not sure if you're going to be a Daisy girly, but we'll find out.
Yep.
And then you just put the contents of the fragrance.
The gel inside, guys. I was so pleased to find that out because I was worried it was going to be straight
like an oil.
I was going to get it everywhere.
I know. No, it's like a gel serum texture. And it's like, it's not too liquidy where you would get it everywhere.
All over your clothes.
Yeah. So just in terms of the price point, because I'm sure people are wondering, it's $30 and $39 in Canada. But why did it take so long for fragrance companies to deliver fragrance in this capsule format?
Well, they had the solids, like the Diptyque solids I'm a big fan of.
Sure.
So to me, this is like an updated version of that.
Right.
It's very clever.
Fragrance is just tough to travel with. And the novelty of these, it's not lost on me. Like I gasped when I saw it. And it's like when I saw the campaign, I just thought, like soft girl era personified. Everyone is going to want these.
Okay.
You know?
So this is the scent of soft girl era.
I think so.
Now tell me about this rosy blush because I keep eyeballing that. It literally, guys, you can't see it. But if you are watching, Jill's holding it up and it's a blush that is in the shape of a rose, a bloomed rose.
Yeah. So it's like 3D.
Yes.
Really. You can kind of like put your finger into the rose. It's a cream blush and you put it on. And I like that it's really, really soft. It's not a bold cream blush like we've been seeing where you almost dot on too much. But you could put it on your lips as well. The brand is Winky Lux, if I did not say that. And it's around $20. And I just think that it's kind of like
as well.
Coming from the dance studio, perfect blush.
So pretty. Yep. Definitely very. It's funny because the packaging that it comes in, because it has to protect that rose, which looks kind of like fondant on the top of a wedding cake, frankly. It's in like a sphere, right? Because it can't be flat. This is like sure to impress if you were to bring that out.
It's so, so
now,
cute.
Now, I'm also looking at your third item to get this soft girl era trend. And it's from MAC Cosmetics.
These are the MAC Cosmetics Squirt Plumping Gloss Sticks. $20 in the US, $30 in Canada. There was an article in LA Times like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it was about what all the LA cool girlies are buying and wearing. And this was the number one thing.
Oh.
And I love the pink color called Amped. I think this is the ultimate ballet core color.
It's a very melty texture. Yeah. That's the first thing I said, because it just like, you must go through it faster because you put it on, it just like melts on contact.
Yeah, it's like a melty lip treatment balm, I would say. And a lot, but a gloss finish, whereas like a lip butter.
But thicker.
Yeah, it's like thicker. And it actually is plumping as well. So you get like a pouty look.
Yeah.
But with these like hint of sheer color. And I feel like they're just really fun and of the moment. And like all the cool girlies are adding them to their wish list.
So what's that pink shade? Because that
it's called Amped.
And is that what you were wearing when I first saw you? Because I was like, your makeup looks so pretty.
Yeah.
Your eye makeup and your cheeks and everything. But I did immediately clock your lips. And I was like, what is that? And I had a feeling you'd talk about it today. So give me the whole name of the product
so
again.
So it is called MAC Cosmetics Squirt Plumping Gloss Stick, $20 US, $30 in Canada. And so if you want to stock up on your ballet flats or the hair ribbons or some frilly tops, I feel like there's even like some very cute skirts that are going on right now that are definitely like shorter, flouncier, a bit of that ballet core moment happening. You know, so Macy's, they've got you covered. And as luck would have it, Macy's lowest prices of the season sale is here. So from October 13th until October 22nd, get 40 to 60% off regular sale and clearance items. That's huge savings on pretty much everything. So head on over to Macy's.com to check out great deals. Some exclusions apply, so you can see those details also at Macy's.com. So that was my little pop culture, celeb-inspired corner. Like if Hailey Bieber was sitting in this room with us right now or Sophia Richie, I feel like they would just steal these from us.
Yeah, they would love them all. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for your edits, Jill.
Thank you. And everybody, we will be sharing some behind the scenes photos of what I talked about on our social media, which is at Breaking Beauty Podcast. We're also linking to every single product we mention over on our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com, under episode recaps. And we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.